I've increasingly started to read customer services blogs that focus on providing good customer service. They're not really directly to do with web design, but I'm interested in them because I think there's a lot in common between the customer service industry and that of web design, and specifically usability. And I came across one post recently on the financialpost.com website, which is talking about the huge number of choices that consumers are offered these days, and that retailers are offering consumers lots of choices because basically that's what we say we want. However, according to this article, research suggests that although we're attracted to a large assortment, we're often happier with our purchases when we buy from a smaller selection. And in a book called The Paradox of Choice, the author notes that if we have too many options, then we regret those that we did not select. When the difference between products are smaller, we are less certain that we have made the right choice. So, for example, if you love pecan pie, it's easy to choose between pecan pie, apple pie, or cherry pie. But if there's dark chocolate pecan pie and white chocolate pecan pie, where the difference is minimal between the two, you're not really sure whether you've made the right choice or not. So I think there's something to be learnt here for us as website owners and web designers, that we often overwhelm users with too many choices, and those choices are often too similar to one another. So whether it's features within a web application, whether it's different ways to navigate your site, or most commonly in information architecture, having options that are too similar to one another and having too many options confuses users and makes them wonder whether they've made the right choice. So let's look at information architecture, for example. If you name various sections of your navigation with very similar names, or if you have lots of different sections of your navigation, in other words, your navigation is too flat, then every time the user has to choose between the different options, and if those options are similar to one another, they get confused. They click on a section and then wonder whether they made the right choice and maybe go back and click on another section. So you're not kind of creating distinct choices that the user has to make. This applies in lots of other ways on websites as well. So the whole area of choice is really important, and I would advise you, wherever possible, not to offer the user too many choices at any one time, but guide them through the process and help to filter the information that they're seeing so they make the right decisions at the right time.